Yes, indeed. Fourth quarter of the Friday edition of the program has arrived. Final hour of the week. It's where our generosity knows no bounds, really. We will give you great Cajun food from Jazz. A Louisiana Kitchen there at 39th and State Line. They're out at the racetrack at the Legend Shopping Center. Coming to Independence. You people will thank us.
Yeah,
best
will.
Cajun food around. Great catering as well. Live music. If the doors are open, they've got live music. Happy hour, reverse happy hour. They do it all. It's Jazz. A Louisiana Kitchen. You can win that great Cajun food. All you got to do is stump the chumps. Ask us a question of sports history. If we don't know the answer, congratulations, you're halfway home. We'll ask you a question, either relative to what's going on in the world of sports today or relative to what you asked us. You get that question right, you win dinner for two at Jazz. We limit our responses to three. We ask that your question be relevant. An example of an irrelevant question would be, how many at-bats did Mark McGwire have in 1987? Well, who cares? It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. But good rule of thumb, if your buddy thinks it's interesting, then we will too. So try it out on your pal first. And by the way, we might hang up on you. We might mock you. But if we do, remember, it's all in jest. If you don't have friends that give you a hard time, congratulations. You do now. Just consider yourself one of the guys sitting at the bar at Jazz, having a Corona or two, and having some fun. Now, we limit our responses to three, and we ask for one question and one question only. Connecting two questions by the word and is still two questions. Petro, Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob. Todd Lebo's there. Intern Dufresne. You know what we found out about Intern Dufresne?
No one knows how to spell Dufresne.
We did find that out.
It's like Duquesne.
It's Dufresne. It is not. Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Also, he's never seen the movie, so he has no concept of this.
He has no concept of it. But there's one thing we know about this kid. He can fetch a lunch. I'll tell you that right now. When Rob decides he is hungry, I get stuck paying for at least half of it, if not all of it. And then Dufresne rolls out and picks us up lunch. So yeah, that's awesome.
Flapping away about that yesterday. I heard it.
He's going to have to do as he's going to have to do a Sports Center here live before long. You ready for that, Dufresne? It's your big break. Your big break. I mean, we're not going to hire you, but somebody else might. I mean, you know, that's for sure. You definitely could get hired by someone else. It's kind of like a tryout, you know? It's kind of like preseason football. I mean, no chance you're making this club. Not with talent like Curtis Seabolt and Danny Klinkscale manning those operations.
Good luck cracking that lineup.
But someplace else, you know, sure.
Man,
sure.
55 seconds of adequacy. That's a tall order.
That's your motto, that's for sure. And, of course, Peter Yates-Enick is here as well. Pete, how are you?
Doing fine.
Thought the
doing
Hawaiian shirt was a good idea, did you?
Not all. I don't really like Hawaiian shirts. I like print shirts. I don't know if this is particularly. I mean, I don't really like where the volcano's in there and it's bubbling up and has a hula girl on there. Those are kind of cheesy. But,
I do.
Oh, I got a couple of them, but I mean, not
spectacular.
Not many, but, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
Would you guys do me a favor?
No.
You and Rob and Curtis, would you guys please do the draft next year, the NBA draft?
It was a little dull. Because there were no surprises. It pretty much went the right. Everyone was
I'm
going right about
the talent
go.
That was doing it.
Oh, calling it? Oh, yeah, we should do
I
it.
Wish you guys could. I really do. I'm not blowing smoke, but I know you guys can do a hell of a lot better job.
Yes.
I know it for a fact.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Even I could do that. And I don't even follow the NBA that well, but it stunk out loud.
Watch the draft with Craig Brenner. He never shut up. He walked into my house, and he did not stop talking the entire time that he was there.
We go from fast-talking Rob to always-talking Craig.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, Rob no-showed. What were you doing, Rob? What was your excuse?
I had a very important softball game. We won. Don't worry. Everyone can breathe easy now. Don't worry, city. I'm here to inform you that we won our softball game last night.
The town feels better, of course.
We really buried the lead there.
Let's find out how good this softball team is. Rob, what position do you play?
I play professional beer drinker.
Oh, so you just go out and
No, I play right field.
Oh, then it might have
field
a shot.
Might be
okay.
He played short.
If you told me short, I was going to be like, this thing is the biggest hunk of crap that's ever been hatched.
Right field.
Is this
fast pitch or slow pitch?
Slow pitch.
Oh, slow pitch.
Right field and like catcher I would. Are if he, the yeah, other
if,
way for you.
If he said in first base,
and, yeah.
If he said that he was shortstop, I was like, you've just disgraced the great name of softball, of men's beer league softball.
And it doesn't take much to disgrace the great slow pitch softball.
Fact.
big.
It's almost whatever their World Series thing is coming up, probably, because it's on TV always near the 4th of July.
Here's another thing to find out about the quality of your team and league. How many home runs are allowed?
It's a one-up league.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So you can only have one more than your opponent.
Right. Okay, yeah. That's not bad. You guys ever one-up?
No.
Never one. Okay.
We always hope for them to hit one and go, yes!
They're done.
Now they're out.
Rob's like Dave Kingman up there.
Right. An accident solo shot. That's it. Because we're not getting anywhere near the warning track. So if they'll get one home run out of the way, then we know we got a fighting chance.
It's a really good team. They never hit never a solo. Mm-hmm. They'll just rifle the ball in the gap. Get two guys on, crank.
Oh, I don't know. There's a jerk off here and there that'll be like, ooh, I just can't keep it in the park. No, shut
so
up.
Strong.
When the leadoff guy homers 10 guys in the field, like, woo-hoo-hoo!
Thank you.
Here's another softball barometer. How many girlfriends / wives are in attendance watching?
Depends on the time of the game. The 9 o'clock games, not a lot make the journey out. The 6 o'clock games, it's a full house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then there's a Corona or two after the game.
So it's a young team.
Yeah, it's young.
Because
mostly girlfriends, not a lot of wives.
No, there's a couple wives.
Really?
A couple of the friends are married early.
Chasing down alimony is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they are. There's an issue there.
Yes.
My wife came out to watch the softball until it was time for her to be my wife. Then it was over.
Yeah, exactly.
I gave her the ring, and she went, no, thanks. I'm done. Hey, you're not coming out to the I got the ring. Right. Out, fatty. And then you get married, and she's like, how long are you going to play this crap?
Yeah,
seriously.
Right. And then you're done.
You're not going anywhere with it. You're not any good at it. That's enough. Okay? So enjoy now. Your girl may come out now for a while, Rob. Okay? You give her a ring. She ain't coming to the softball anymore. And you walk across that finish line with her, and you ain't playing softball anymore. So remember that as you prepare your softball career. That's how that works.
Then the last one's a ring from the court. When it's all over, pal.
Well, no, then you can play softball again.
Then you can play a lot of softball.
Then you're back.
Yeah, then you're back.
But you can't afford a uniform.
Hopefully that's the 50 and older league that you're getting into at that point. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
913-3810-810 here on a Stump the Chump Friday. Earl will lead us off. You're in the program, Earl. Stump the Chumps.
Yeah, my name is Earl.
Yeah, we knew that.
And name the two players in the Baseball Hall of Fame named Earl.
Earl Coombs?
Earl Averill. Was Earl Averill one?
Probably.
Let's see.
Indians
we're mulling right now.
Early win?
That's not bad. I mean, his name was Early because he was
an Earl Coombs.
Oh, Lebo Earl says Combs. He thinks it's an umpire.
Earl Combs from the Yankees. He was on Murderer's Row. He probably would have been there. Is there an umpire? Earl?
No, it's two players.
Oh, players, you said.
Two players, all right. What are you going to try?
Earl Combs, I think, for one.
We're going to take Earl Combs.
All right.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Yep.
I'd go with Averill as well.
Earl Averill.
Earl Weaver?
Earl.
He's a man. No, he's a man.
Player. Okay.
He's a player.
Earl Averill. Let's go.
And we'll go Earl Averill.
And that is correct.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
But if he's the all-time leader in runs scored and RBIs for the Indians. Yeah. Earl Averill, you wouldn't think of the bashers they've had. Maybe they haven't had that many.
Recently in the 90s. None of them went the distance in an Indians uniform.
They all went somewhere else, yeah.
They all went somewhere else.
Yeah, that's two straight weeks now we've had Earl.
That's
last
true.
Week, Earl, two Earls in the NBA in the Basketball Hall of Fame this week.
I got
two
your Earls. Earl, Pete.
Where is it?
Hang on, let me see if I got it straight. There it is.
Oh, wow. Like an avian creature.
That's the Earl I was looking for. That's
the Earl of Bird.
Nobody is more impressed and amused by the different ways to give the finger than Pete.
Yes.
Well,
from
so
turn
many.
It up to read so between many. The lines to digging around in your pocket. And so, that's your favorite when you'd go
no,
for the
I like, no, oh, yeah, I like
here
the,
it is.
I like your crank.
Yeah, there it is, Pete. Yeah, I found it.
I like your crank. I like that.
No, when you crank it, you're
mark that.
Hold up.
Yeah, I like the crank.
Mark it twice. T-Box, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps.
So seven active NBA franchises have never had the overall number one pick. Can you name the two of them that came from the ABA?
So that's either the Nuggets, Spurs, Pacers,
Denver,
or Nets, right?
Yeah, Nuggets. I think the Nets have and the Spurs have. I think it's
Coleman.
Kenyon Martin was number one, too.
Yeah, and Derek Coleman. Yeah.
Denver.
Spurs
Denver.
Have had two.
Hang on, Pete.
I bet it's Denver and Indiana.
Spurs have. So we'll say Nuggets and Pacers.
You are correct.
Thank you, T-Box. I appreciate it, buddy. You got to get a better question than that. I mean, for God's sake.
Denver all screwed those, it up anyway.
All
so
those
they should.
High picks yesterday with the other question. I already had that in my head.
Kevin, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps. Kevin.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Can you name who holds the record for the most birdies at one round of Augusta at a Masters with 11?
Me.
Is it? Yeah. We just had one birdie in the studio.
Birdie at the how was that now? Birdie Masters what?
He holds the record for most birdies at the Masters in one round with 11 birdies.
One of the guys who shot 59, I guess, maybe? Oh, Masters. No one shot 59. Masters.
No.
Tiger. And Tiger, I mean, it'd be too easy. Tiger
number. Jack.
Probably could go with that. Yeah, go with
that. Those would seem kind of obvious. I mean, if that's it and we don't get it, we're going to feel like idiots. But
Payne Stewart.
Nothing better?
No, nothing. Just take one of those obvious guys.
You think Payne Stewart? That kind of sounds.
No.
Larry Mize?
Larry Mize.
Oh, Payne Stewart never did well. Larry Mize won it once.
Yeah.
We're going to take Tiger Woods.
The answer is it's Anthony Kim.
Oh, we're all
that Anthony Kim.
Oh,
we're all
Rock Me Gently. Oh, it was Andy.
Is that right? what school did he go to?
Part one and two.
What school did Anthony Kim go to?
Anthony Kim went to.
Now think about the fact that if you heard us open the program, and I said who all was here, and I said, and then you heard me go, was that right? Because somebody was talking in my headset. And told me where this guy went to college. So think about who all we said is here today.
He was offered a professorship at Oklahoma, too, this guy you're talking about.
Goodness.
Oh, good God. Did I? I'm sorry.
If you don't get it now, Kevin, I will.
He went to Stanford.
He missed it. Okay, move
Kevin.
On.
Kevin.
Yes.
Come on. Seriously.
My head hurts.
What is your guess?
Stanford.
No. That's not your guess, Kevin.
I'm outside, so it's tough to hear.
Now, listen. Nobody in this building went to Stanford. Nobody. Nor will anybody in this building ever have gone to Stanford.
Maybe Caltech.
And Pete just told you.
I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook, for God's sake.
I got to let you go, Kevin. I really wanted you to win.
I'm off the hook, man. I'm so.
Oh, my goodness.
Stanford?
Somebody in this building went to MIT, though. I know that.
Nobody in this building went to MIT. The answer's not Stanford. It's not Harvard. It's not Yale. It's not any really good
Williams.
Academic
it's
institution.
It's not Brown. It's not Cornell. It's not even Syracuse, for God's sake. Are you going to say lowly
Oklahoma? The idiot Enoch even said, what was you said?
I got offered a professorship at Oklahoma, too. But he didn't hear it. So
I mean, me and my buddy JB talk about our parents, that we keep an eye on them like they're old, right? But when they become elderly and need help, that just happened with you, man.
That's not the first
time. The answer's Oklahoma, and you just said Oklahoma.
I did it last week, too. So
oh, God.
It's firmly entrenched now.
Well, it's getting easier to win on a Stump the Chump Friday with Pete.
But is it? Because if you don't listen to Pete.
It is getting easier if you're coherent on the other end of the line. It's a Stump the Chump Friday. We give you some things you need to know coming up next. And, of course, more opportunities for you to win great Cajun food from Jazz. A Louisiana Kitchen, 39th and State Line, out at the racetrack, the Legends. It's Jazz. Great Cajun food on a Stump the Chump Friday. All right, let's give you a couple of things that you need to know, frankly. Giants starting pitcher Johnny Cueto is planning to opt out of his contract at the end of the year. But he listened to an extension offer from the Giants. He has 4 years, $84 million, remaining on a six-year, $130 million deal. Does he really think he's going to do better than 4 for $84?
He might, but that seems misguided.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. I mean, he by the way, Cueto in his 31-year-old season right now. So for 32, 3, 4, and 5, he thinks he's going to get better than
he's got a losing record this year, too, doesn't he?
For 84, yes. Yeah,
two out of 2 for 5? 2 out of 5?
442 ERA. I would not be opting out. They clearly need this song more. Don't you think? This would be good, right? Apparently, Kevin Pritchard's the only guy that doesn't know anything about Paul George. Because Kevin Pritchard, former Jayhawk, now general manager of the Indiana Pacers, took over for Larry Bird, said that when Paul George announced that he intends to leave via free agency after this year, called it a gut punch.
They didn't see it coming at all? Period?
Well, get out of the way, man. You're the only guy who didn't see it coming.
Right. You, I knew that, for God's sake.
Slowest moving punch ever.
Right.
Remember, have you ever heard... is it Chris Rock's definition of the difference between rich and wealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Shaq is rich. The guy who signs Shaq's check is wealthy.
Right.
Right? Well, we have proof of that. That is the great American philosopher, Chris Rock, has been validated yet again by the reality of the world. Derek Jeter told Major League Baseball yesterday he's short of funds to buy the Miami Marlins. He is rich. But the Steinbrenner family that signs his check, they're wealthy. You must be wealthy to own a Major League Baseball team. He is rich. He is not wealthy.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's still seeking help from other investors.
There's only been one player ever that probably could have bought anything he wanted, and that was Hank Greenberg. He was wealthy, but his wife was wealthier. Mm-hmm. She owned Gimbel's department stores all around the country.
That'll do it.
He got all that money at one time. He was wealthy. Hank Greenberg, Hall of Fame.
Because of her.
I don't, by the way, Landon Lucas is going to play for the Boston Celtics Summer League. Yeah, so good for him. I think he might have a 11th or 12th man
yeah.
cup of coffee. I think he's got to go to Europe for a little while. Yeah. But I think if he can get that jump shot,
yeah.
he's got to become a stretch four. But the way he D's up and works, I think there could be 3-4 years at the end of a bench, mostly a towel waiver.
Fundamentally, he's a pretty solid player.
I'll take towel waiver salary at the NBA level.
Absolutely.
He's going to go to the Summer League team, and we'll see if he ends up in the G League. It's now the G
League.
That's the new thing sponsored by Gatorade. Okay. Or Europe. But I could see him waving a towel at one point. That's a good gig, man.
Well, yeah,
wave a towel.
Good travel. Good.
Wave a towel. Con-cack. Get on a private jet.
Ask John Conkak.
Next
stay
town.
In a, stay in a bad? Nice hotel.
Cash, $2.5 million.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Dude,
and
no
when you
kidding.
Play, there is no pressure. You're either scrubbing someone or just being drubbed.
You know Scott Pollard, is he one of those kind of players?
No, he was better than that. Now, he played too much for that to be a great job. You end up with a fake hip when you play.
Yeah.
You don't want to play.
We're talking
you
about
want to be
actually,
good enough to be on the team but not play.
You're talking about Don Strock in another sport.
Best job.
Yeah, backup.
Best job in the world. You know what it is?
Well, for him, it was backup quarterback.
Packers backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Best job in the world.
Right.
Sign me up right now. Two more. Donald Trump nominated Jets owner Woody Johnson as the ambassador to the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because
is there something I don't know about this guy?
Why not?
This is a guy who was born with a silver spoon and has screwed up being an NFL owner. Talk to Britain.
Well,
is that really like
he and Trump are pals, man? Johnson
is that what it
Johnson,
is?
Yeah, they're best buddies. They're
I'm not trying
York
to be
and,
political here, but no. Woody Johnson's a moron, right?
Well,
he's a blank up, right?
Well, yeah.
Has he done anything?
Morons make good ambassadors.
He didn't do anything but roll into daddy's job,
and
right?
That's why he's there. That's why he's doing it. Johnson and Johnson. Wasn't he the heir to that?
There wasn't another Trump to give this gig to?
Oh, God, please stop. Back up. Back up.
And finally, apparently, one of the wives at softball last night did catch some audio from Rob's big softball game.
This is it. The most important game of the season. Now, is everybody drunk?
Yeah.
Hey, completely. Okay, good. And did nobody warm up?
No, I did not warm up at all.
Good, because there's nothing an unstretched middle-aged body likes more than explosive movements. Now, remember, we're here to impress the girlfriends of guys we barely know. So when you get the ball, throw it like a cannon. You must throw your arm out on every play. Any other softball-related questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Can we leave our bad-for-the-environment styrofoam coolers behind when we leave?
Yes, you must leave them behind, and they must be in a crumbly mess so that the city cleanup workers have to chase the little bits when the wind blows.
Written by a man who's played softball, clearly. It was all of it. Right. 100%.
It was true to everything.
Right? Yes. The throw of the arm. I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
You know who the arm is. You know who the arm is. Throwing the arm out. We'll give you one guess.
Eustace said it right here.
Yeah, Doug Stewart. Was coming up firing from left field, regardless of game situations or need. I just love
impress he the did. Girlfriends of guys we hardly know.
Doug does make up for it by having the worst attitude towards any ball that's pulled down the line foul that he has to go retrieve. At least he throws a complete tantrum on the way over to go get the ball that's the foul ball down the line. But don't think anybody else is going to play left. If you're so pissed off, we can put somebody else that nobody else is playing left. Okay, man. We're good.
Yes.
Kevin, you're in the program. Step the chumps, Kevin.
Greetings, gents. Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open over the weekend. His great uncle was a National League MVP and a two-time world champ. Can you name me his great uncle?
God, give it to me again.
The paper the other day. Yeah.
Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open over the weekend. His great uncle was a National League MVP. And won two world titles.
Dude, like two World Series championships.
Was in the paper the other day and totally forgot it.
That's what happens when you're as old as you are. It's all new to you every day.
Yeah,
Pete.
And this guy was good, obviously.
Two MVPs this guy won?
No, one MVP. But
it is. He was from Duke University. That's right, Danny. Dick Groat.
Danny Clixiel says it's Dick Groat.
Dick Groat.
Yeah, Danny's right.
Yeah, scumbag University. Danny. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, he won a title, batting title, and played for the Lowly Pirates. Good time. So no, thank you, Danny.
Well done, Danny.
Yeah,
it's a first. Kent, you're on the program. Stop the chumps, Kent.
Hello, chump.
Hello, Kent.
32 NFL team. Leading passers, how many are in the Hall of Fame?
Of what?
Like the leading passer in history of each franchise?
Right, for the 32 teams.
Define what leading what classifies leading passer? Most yards, most touchdowns, what?
Most yards.
Most yards. How many of the 32? Well, you figure there might be a couple of guys that have two franchise marks or some of the crappy ones or something, you know? Like Kerry Collins could be the Panthers and Titans, or
you know, and the Oilers. I'm sure Tom Brady is the Pats, but he's not in the Hall yet.
Oh, yeah,
so he's active.
Yeah,
so you right. consider
yeah,
that
Hall of Fame.
Damn it.
So we're like Elway, Marino, Montana, Young. One of those two. Yeah. So, but that's only still one of them because they wouldn't be the leading passer on any of the other franchises.
Nobody for the
right?
Bears. Nobody for the.
Phillip Rivers is got. It's probably the Chargers. I think he is the Chargers. He's still playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
don't have a whole. Well,
Aikman for the Cowboys probably is.
Yeah.
Well, if he's not Staubach,
Romo has more yards than Aikman.
Bet he doesn't.
But he doesn't?
Romo's hurt a lot. I don't know if
you've
heard.
Romo's got a lot of passing yardage for as little as he plays. Right. He's got a lot.
You might be right, and he only played for the Cowboys. You're probably right. I take that back.
Romo's got the most yards.
Probably 30-some-odd thousand. I know Aikman's numbers suck.
So what are we? Let's get back to this question. Where
is
question.
Warner in the Hall of Fame yet? Would he have the Cardinals?
Kurt Warner went in this year, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's got
Or at least the surgically repaired face of Kurt Warner went in this year.
He might be ahead of Hart.
Is Lynn Dawson still the Chiefs leader?
I would think so.
28,000?
My guess would be about.
Wait, what did you just say?
I guess Dawson's still the Chiefs passing.
No, Kurt Warner ahead of Hart?
Jim Hart? I think he might be ahead of
Jim Hart.
You think
he'd have the Cardinals more than the Rams record?
Jim Hart.
He mentioned
Louis.
The Cardinals.
I thought Warner would have the Cardinals one before the Rams one, just because the Cardinals have
the Cardinals.
Far
less.
Who the
hell has the Rams one?
Probably
Tony Banks.
Norm Van Brocklin. But
all right, so what do we think? How many of them are in the Hall of Fame?
My guess is about 8.
All right, Curtis says 8, and Pete looks dumbfounded, so we'll go with 8.
It's 11.
11?
Wow.
I can name them.
No.
Do not.
We don't. We don't need that rubbed in our face. Born today is the NFL's single season record holder for rushing touchdowns and touchdowns in a season. Who is it? He's born today. I'll give you the birth date. That'll make it easier for you. 6/23. That's today, June 23rd, 1979. Born in 79. Makes him 38 today. That gives you a ballpark of when he played. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Born number 5 in college. 21 in the pros.
I want to say Emmitt Smith, but.
5 in college. For a Big 12 school, current Big 12 school, wore 21 in the pros for two different franchises.
Think.
I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh. 21.
I'm not famous, saying.
He's alleged, for his visor. He's alleged to be a professor at TCU by Pete Enick.
So pick the best Stanford running back.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Tomlin.
Who? Mike Tomlin?
The running back from TCU.
Tell your coworker who's telling you the name to just go ahead and take the phone and say it.
No, there's no coworker here. I'm by myself.
He mentioned that he got the college right. He said TCU.
I said TCU, you stupid ass.
I thought he said a Big 12 school.
What is it, Dumb and Dumber I'm here with?
He said a Big 12 school.
It is a big. And then I said he's got a professorship at TCU.
Well, what are you pointing at me for? I didn't do it.
Tony Romo's not the Cowboys' leading passer, idiot. Any room I'm in,
Tomlin,
you're in too, buddy.
Tomlin's.
Tomlinson or.
Tomlinson,
that's what I said.
Kent, you nailed it. When you tell the story about how you got Jazz, when you take your buddy tonight. You let him know that you just nailed it. You're like, right there. I said, LaDainian Tomlinson, you stupid morons.
I cut off the question.
I couldn't think of the first name.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
You couldn't think of the last name.
Good job, man. I'm proud of you.
We would have also accepted Christian McCaffrey because he wore 5 in college.
And went to Stanford. So we would have taken Christian
McCaffrey.
Let me
tell you, I was on there, and he started asking the question. I cut him off and said, let's LaDainian Tomlinson. Yeah. He says, you're unbelievable. You're the best caller we've ever had. That's what he should say.
We'll look for an even better one next in Stump the Chumps.
Dumb and Dumb.
You know, a lot of Curtis in that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I just didn't realize we had 21 of those, though.
By request.
That's what we do. We play the hits here.
Yeah.
It's the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB on a Stump the Chump Friday, dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Let's get to as many people as we can here. 913-3810-810. Kevin, we're moving quickly. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Kevin.
All right. Quick softball story. Best softball league I've ever in.
No.
Behind the bird at KU.
No.
Where the dancers played with us.
All right. I'll let you tell Kevin what no means, and I'll move on to Howard. You're in the program. Howard, Stump the Chumps.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Howard, no softball story, please.
I got a story. No, home run futility, we've talked about.
Kevin was pissed. Hold on, Howard. Kevin was pissed. He hung up.
How dare them treat me like that?
Kevin, no stories. Don't hang up. Just no story. That's all. That's all. All right, go ahead, Howard.
Okay, we've talked about Steve Balboni and home run futility. The home run record for the Royals as a team was 1987, and there's only one franchise that has a team home run record that goes farther back than the Royals' 1987 team.
I thought it was 1989.
It was 65, wasn't it? It was something like that.
God, it was 163 horrible. Or something.
Was it that much?
For the whole team.
For the team, yeah. I thought it was under 100.
No.
God. I wonder if the Yankees.
It's 168
in 1987. In 1987, okay.
So
only one team's franchise home run record has stood longer than the Royals.
I wonder if it's right. The Yankees from like 61 when they cranked to 241 or something. If they for a long time it was the major league record.
He wants the legend.
That could be.
That's a possibility.
That could be. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think when they had the quantity of sluggers. They might have when they rolled out their, like, Tino Martinez, yeah. Paul O'Neill.
I thought he meant there was
everybody
less
was hitting 20-something, it seemed like. But still, that 20-something times 8 is 160-something, 180-something with the DH. I don't know. That's not bad. You want to try the Yanks?
Yeah, sure.
We'll try the Yanks.
No, it was the Minnesota Twins in 1963.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I like this one. This comes from a friend. How many baseball parks standing today did George Brett hit a home run in? So it's ballparks that are still in existence today that George Brett hit a home run in.
Right.
How many of them? How many of them are still around that he hit a ball, that he hit a home run in? I can tell you that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is this one? I got it with the real names now. What is the hell is that? Because I was thinking this one. Where is that? Oh, okay. Yeah, they're all American League.
Okay. Well, what was the 5 you said? You were just counting out?
Yeah, I was. Oh, yeah, I was, wasn't I?
Okay.
Never again. Don't you ever.
I was counting out.
Stanford. The answer's Stanford.
But that,
don't
but,
you ever.
But I did not. But that's not it. It's north of that.
Okay, no,
Dumb
no, I got,
and Dumber.
I would say one. I didn't realize that. Just happened to have it up here, but I'll say 5, 6.
I'll go a little more.
I thought I said, he's doing it.
Go a little more.
He's doing it.
7.
There you go, Howard. I don't know how you got there, but you get jazz.
I should have counted it off.
Funny,
he's doing it.
Because then I say, what are these two?
Yeah, what are these?
So 5 plus 2 would be 7.
What's funny, I think there are only 7 parks on that go back to his career.
Well,
so he's homeward in every – I mean, even like Camden Yards, he was only there for 2 years.
Yeah,
he
but
got
so,
one there.
So I was thinking that there were only about 4 because my guess was 4 when
so
I got asked this question. Kauffman Stadium, 136. Oakland Coliseum, 13. Angel Stadium, whatever it is now, 11. Fenway Park, 7. Rogers Center, or whatever.
Skydome,
3. Guaranteed Rate Park, you said, is the
That's
White Kaminsky. Sox now.
That's only been around since 91. He had 3 seasons there.
2 there, and 2 in Camden Yards.
Wow. So he had 5 homers in the ballparks that were only around for 5 years of his career.
Yeah.
So we're all even now.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so we've all been a moron once today.
Whoa.
In here. Trey, you're in the program. Step the chumps, Trey.
Yeah, NFL Network top 100 players of 2017 finale Monday. 2 colleges represented 5 times on the list. Obviously, Alabama's one of them. What's the other school represented 5 times?
So they've put all 100 out?
The final 10 is out Monday, but the count has already been done for the schools.
Oh, this is now?
Paul?
All right, so the top 100, according to NFL Network's top 100 players of 17, or of 16?
Of 17, this year's list.
Oh, this year. So what they expect, what they say are the top 100 coming into the year. There are 2 schools that had 5 representatives, you said?
Yes, 5 alum. Yep.
Alabama's 1. What's the other?
Michigan?
Miami? Would Miami Florida. Still be up there?
Miami should be. But
I don't know. Are all the Canes gone? Are they old and done?
Yeah, they're – They
USC, LSU's not a bad guess. Todd just suggested.
USU
Florida State.
Always should be in there.
LSU, Florida State, USC.
But LSU, that's pretty good. Right
is there,
there
a quarterback heavy group? I mean, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks. There's a lot of quarterbacks from one school. We've got a Cal with Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the list.
Cal.
Brady with Michigan to be on the list. Drew Brees would be on the list. That's a Purdue. Those are all different schools.
LSU's just been rolling them out. Not horribly successful.
Tennessee, maybe even. I'm thinking Aaron
Berry. I'm just counting in my head. I got the 4 LSU guys.
All right, let's try that. We'll try LSU.
Right conference, wrong school. Georgia has 5. Stafford, Houston, A.J. Green, Geno Atkins, and Thomas Davis.
Wow.
All right. I'll take it. Did you have one, Pete? Not football. It wasn't football?
No, I hate to do this because I normally don't, but I just wanted to know on this date in history, we had the best relief pitcher ever that did a job on this date in history, the best relief effort in the history of baseball. You want to explain that? Who was it? Best relief pitching effort ever in the history of Major League Baseball.
Was by a Royal?
No.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It was by a Red Sox.
I was trying
to
figure out a way to.
Okay, I know what it is.
It was by a Red Sox.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's by a guy's a Hall of Famer. Right?
The reliever isn't. The starting pitcher in that game was a Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. Maybe I got it backwards. Oh.
No, you got it. But you got it
right. It's...
I'm stumped. I can't really picture it right now.
Okay.
Babe Ruth. Red Sox started the game, walked a batter, got kicked out of the game for raising hell about it. Ernie Shore comes in, throws out the bat. They get the guy off base and then retires 26 in a row. Best relief pitching ever. Yeah,
that was it. That's.
I'm sorry about that, but I had to throw that in because I usually he had a football question.
Kyle, you're on the program. Stump the Chumps, Kyle.
All right, Chumps. In the 2010 Major League Baseball draft, there were three players that were drafted who are now on an active NFL roster. Can you name them?
In the 10 draft, three active NFL players were drafted.
Samardzija.
That's good.
Is that Russell Wilson? Yeah.
Tried Jeff Samardzija.
Samardzija. Yeah.
Russell Wilson. Are those two correct?
Not Samardzija, because Samardzija plays baseball. That's right.
Yeah.
But okay. Russell Wilson.
Is Russell Wilson correct?
Yeah.
Okay. NFL guy that was a baseball player also. Just had to be drafted. I mean, that's 50 rounds back then. Yeah. Ricky Williams older than that. Anybody?
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Boy, that's it. Russell Wilson's all we can get off the top of our head. Who is it?
Golden Tate and Blake Bell.
Golden Tate and Blake Bell, the Belldozer?
Yep.
Who's he play for now?
The 49ers.
You're right. Dinner for Two at Jazz is yours. Well done. That's pretty good. Philip, you're on the program. Stump the Chumps. Go for it, Philip.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Two Major League Baseball players that have won more than one MVP that are not in the Hall of Fame.
Dale Murphy.
Roger Maris. Or no, is Maris in? Maris isn't in.
Uh-uh.
And Dale Murphy's not in. So
neither is Barry Bonds.
Maris, Murphy, Bonds. All those will do, right?
The pitcher threw the two no-hitters two straight years.
Oh, yeah.
MVP.
Was Don Newcomb.
Those are right, though, right, Philip?
I'm sorry. I thought there was only two. You're naming several. What is your two you're naming?
Maris and Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
You're the man. I appreciate it. That's it. We're out of time. No more time.
I think Oklahoma.
I think we've done enough damage for one day.